many of the people, well, the reason that people listen to this podcast, my focus is focusing on the four main areas of becoming our best self, physically, intellectually, emotionally, and spiritually. Mm-hmm. How do you continue to work on yourself, especially in the sprint you've been in the past 6 years? How do you maintain focus in those four areas of your life, even when life gets hard?
So I think once upon a time, I used to have this, ideal that they would all be equal and balanced. So, you know, if you're looking at, a circle and you were filling up the circle, it'd be a perfect pie chart with four. And I think I've learned to adapt and become a little bit more flexible in how much, you know, effort I'm pouring into each of those at any one time. I recognize that sometimes I can't do them all. Sometimes, you know, the area that is completely neglected for a week might be my spiritual health, but then, you know, I'm cognizant of that and I feel that. So the following week, I might kind of shift back, you know, and I apply a little bit more time here. I do a little bit more reading. I spend more time listening to, you know, different sermons and things to, you know, fill up that cup and, you know, bring that back as something that's present in my life now. So I think I adapt to like ebbing and flowing across each of those different like important domains. I think it is really hard. I think I don't know that I do it successfully. I think I'm conscious of it. So, you know, if you want to make improvements in an area, you have to be so intentional. I even just said the other day to my partner, I think I probably like to actually get back in and do a little bit of therapy. It's been probably 6 months where I haven't felt like I've needed to. But just a few things recently, I was like, you know what? I think it's probably time for me just to kind of explore that. Like, I'm really curious why this thing's bothering me. So, you know, and I will, like, I'll make the time to do that. So yeah, I think as long as you are self-aware and recognize, you know, the cup might be starting to get a little bit empty, that you know how to kind of shift and pivot your focus, that's about the best that we can do. So, but being aware of it, I think, is probably the most important thing.